Donegal have pulled off a sensational result here in Killarney. Just the second team in the last 30 years to take victory here at Fitzgerald Stadium in the championship. The defending champions Armagh have been beaten in their own backyard on a final scoreline of 220 to 16 points. What a performance today by Donegal, Brendan Devaney.
Yeah, listen, it's been absolutely top drawer, Oisin. When you look at everything that's gone into this game, the revenge in the mind with Kerry, the record here at home, you know, how they had beaten Cork so convincingly, even with players missing, they had some of them back today. So it was a massive task for Donegal to come down here away from home. We know they're like in our own home venue, you know, in terms of championship and particularly the record we have in Balbuffet. So everything was pointing towards advantage to Kerry, particularly after Donegal's performance against Down. But we knew that wasn't the real Donegal, and the real Donegal has showed up and come back today. We had that one blip, Oisin, and I think now people keep asking about the reset, about the freshness. We haven't had that tough Ulster championship campaign. We've had a break and we looked fresh and we looked focused and we looked on it today. And that's a man, you talk about statement wins, that's a massive victory away from home. I don't think there's many other teams in Ireland could have come down and won here today.
Listen, yeah. Brendan Kilcoyne, this has just been an awesome result, so it has for Donegal. And the way Donegal played out throughout this fixture, all the parts that came together today for them, the way it all worked out, and what they had to face here in the Lions Den today as well against the All-Ireland champions. We wanted a bounce back off the Down defeat, and we've got a bounce back of a monumental scale, I think, this afternoon is the best way to describe it.
Yeah, certainly a huge, huge performance from Donegal, and massive credit to them for coming down here. You know, such a partisan crowd, putting pressure on the referee. But Donegal answer all questions that were asked them today. We were concerned, Oisin, you know, after the Down game, we were very reliant on our inside forward line to get scores that day. I think they contributed 90% of the scores in Letterkenny that day. We had 12 different scorers today, guys coming off the bench getting scores, and that's what Donegal had been doing. When they were good throughout the league, they were getting scores from all over the field. We saw Padraig Morgan getting up the field, we saw several others, Max Campbell. And just to give a big shout out to the defence, I thought we defended really superbly at times today, so we did. Brendan McCall and David Clifford, he'd only 1 point from play up to the last few minutes when the game was gone. Max Campbell, superb. Finbar Rorty absolutely did a brilliant job, and Paddy Clifford. You know, as a unit, the defence were absolutely fantastic, just resulting in very few chances for that Kerry forward line. David Clifford was a non-entity today. We spoke about it during the game that he's impossible to mark. If he's getting the ball, he's unstoppable. Donegal stopped the supply to him today, and that was a key. So it was, he didn't get an opportunity to make a big impact on the game, so he didn't. So you have to give great credit all through the field. Donegal, after a few injury scares, you know, over the last few weeks kind of thing, got the right team out on the pitch and absolutely delivered a monumental performance down in what is known as the home of GAA, down in Kerry, down in the Kingdom here. And the Kingdom are gone home with their tail between their legs, some of them 10 or 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, they got a big whooping, so they did down here, Brendan. There's no doubt about it. And Kerry have a lot of soul searching to do now, as Donegal handed to them on a silver plate today, so they did.
Yeah, they did. I guess, Oisin, the only caveat is that obviously it's sending off. You know, you got to say in that second half, if that didn't happen, it allowed Donegal to control the game. And again, just taking that into context, which was completely their fault, lack of discipline, the man deserved to be sent off, and that is for sure.
And but they could have more sent off, because when you see the video with David Clifford,
definitely. But just in context of, you know, it was different in the league final. We tore Kerry apart. I think there was a better, much more focused, this would have been a battle in the second half. I think it would have come down to the wire. Still, we expected Donegal to win the match, so that did change things substantially. So it's not that Donegal again have handed a big hammer down. The sending off, I think, was the big part of that. But you've top teams that have coached as well as this. If you have an extra man now, you're in serious trouble. It used to be years ago, teams would go loose and it could affect actually the team. With this bare man, teams are very methodical, very good in the ball now. They're going to find the spaces, and as Brendan said, with 12 different shooters, 12 different scorers, that means that whoever pops up in the angle is going to put the ball over the bar. So that left Kerry chasing shadows a small bit in that second half. So that's what they'll point to. The sending off, they'll think if they have a full 15 going in to Croke Park again with players back, they'll be a different proposition. But taking nothing away from our lads and the job that they did, to a man, they were top class right across the whole squad. The focus was back, and now, as I say, the Down game, in hindsight, in terms of an All-Ireland tilt, you know, this Donegal are in a good place.
Yeah, because everybody will be looking at Donegal now in a different light again. It's back to where it was before the Down game. Because after the Down game, the rest of the country are putting big question marks over there.
That's right.
And there was all these questions around Donegal. and they answered them in bucket loads today, so that it's a now. Like, you're after beating the All-Ireland champions in their own back door. Nobody wins in Clarny in championship football down here. It's only been Donegal Mayo the last 30 years.
Who wants to play Donegal now? If you look at right, Armagh definitely don't want to play us. You know, I don't think Kerry now at this point. Now, people might say revenge. I think Donegal now have Kerry in a certain place psychologically, because if you looked at the way we took out their main men today, particularly the two Cliffords as we spoke about, Donegal's engine room with the physicality we have. So there's nothing to say that Kerry can suddenly flip this on us. So you look at Armagh, you know, the next to that there's a chasing group of Roscommons and Galways, etc. There's none of them I would fear. In fact, it's the opposite, I think. Now, Hushin, you're right. A lot of teams don't want to play Donegal in this next game.
Yeah, I put it at the start of the programme. Was there ever a team that beat Kerry three times in the 1 year before?
Well, it's very highly unlikely. Yeah. And that's, you've beat them in Donegal, you've beat them in Dublin, you've beat them in Kerry.
Yeah.
The reality is, probably to win in All-Ireland, you're going to have to beat them again at some stage. Yeah. That's the reality. Because you know this Kerry team. Listen, fantastic win for Donegal, but it has to be said, Kerry were short a number of crucial players to their game plan, the likes of Gavin White, Sean O'Shea, these type of players that were absolutely crucial to them. So it's not the end of Kerry that we last see of Kerry. I was disappointed with them today. I was disappointed with their attitude, with the way they came to the, you know, that they brought that aggression that was unnecessary to the field from the very start. They were very lucky, and I was disappointed with Sean Hurson's performance too. You know, he threw out a couple of soft yellow cards to Donegal in the second half. We saw a few ruthless tackles then coming in for Kerry that weren't even marked, so they weren't. So things like that, but Donegal can take an awful lot of today. They can go recover now for the next week and get ready to see who they get in the hat in the next round of the championship. But that was a huge, huge, huge response today to the Down loss.
Yeah, it certainly was. And we needed the big hitters back, and we all got them back today, and they all played very, very well. We'll start again with Michael Murphy. Like, his contribution today, you said he needed to get in the ball a lot more in the second half, which he did, but the wee bits that he did in the first half were very, very good. But he showed his worth yet again in that second half. Not in the scoreboard now, but just having the intelligence during the phases of play, Brendan.
Yeah, because he attracts so much attention. So when he does that, you know, you can see a team shift when he gets it. When they come to him, he's never going to not take the right ball. He's never selfish. He takes the right pass, and when he does it, the pass is always perfect. As I talked about, something as simple, and you'll see that back on the Sunday game. The hand pass there to Langan, it looks quite simple, but he's on the run, but he puts it perfectly into his path. So when he takes it, he plants it over the bar. And listen, it's just magic to have him there. Now, in the first half, maybe a couple of goal chances Kerry had, it might have changed things a bit as well. You know, there's certainly things Kerry will look at to say, this could have went maybe a different way for us. They had a few bad wides in that first half. Donegal were absolutely perfect in front of goal. So, you know, when you weigh it all up, a lot of things were very good from us today in terms of our efficiency. They probably could have hit the net in the first half, which might have changed that. We might have done the half time with only maybe a 2 or 3 point lead. So I think things could have been different in the second half, 15-15, even for the players who was there. And Kerry have a few to come back. But certainly the way Donegal acquitted themselves, particularly after Down, has put us right back in that picture. And I think, Bren, you're right, we could potentially have to play Kerry again, but I think if Armagh are looking at that Kerry team now, they would think, here, we can beat them boys in a knockout championship game. So it mightn't come down to that, you know.
Or Derry. And just a shout out to Oisin Gallen. Thought he was superb. I think he took 5 shots, he got 4 scores. That's huge economical efficiency. Like, he really is good, and, you know, just really effective. You can see that they're trying to guide him back to fitness. They had the luxury today of maybe taking him off with 15 minutes to go because they are concerned about his fitness and injuries and that kind of thing. But he was superb today. So him firing for Donegal is huge on that inside line.
I'm going to mention Michael Langan, because we were wondering what sort of shape Michael Langan would be having missed the Down game. He came back, and again, he was very, very steady and very, very productive, and he showed on the field today why we need him for big matches.
100%, Oisin, 100%. Just to see him, the relief when I saw him walking out in the field. Well, first when I saw him named in the 26, to be honest with you, the other day. But when you see him coming out in the field and him moving so well, and he got that 2-pointer in the first half, we spoke about his, you know, how clinical, how crucial he is to Donegal's game plan for them 2-pointers. But there's more than that to Michael Langan's game. He can cover all areas of the field. He gets up and down the field. He's turned into a real leader for this team. You can see the players play for him, that they play up to him, that they look for to get him on the ball as often as as possible. So having him back is absolutely massive. And, you know, having that five-man mall, I keep talking about it, but that is crucial to Donegal's progression throughout the summer.
Yeah, and I know people's going to say that it was a Kerry team who were down a man, but I'm not going to buy into this. This was a huge, huge performance by Donegal. And this result sits up there with some of the best results in Jim McGuinness's two tenures as Donegal manager. Would you agree, Brendan?
Definitely. Definitely. Anytime you come down to Killarney and get a result over this Kerry team is absolutely fantastic. They're reigning All-Ireland champions. We've beaten them three times. So, yes, absolutely massive. So it is that, you know, Donegal are going in the right direction. They've recovered from the O'Donnell Park loss that they have. And, you know, there's so much more in this team here. So there is. And I think, you know, we were 5 points up at half-time. I think Donegal, as Brendan said, would have gone on to win this game. I do think getting the man sent off obviously changed the whole focus of the game. Donegal totally controlled that in the second half. They didn't need to take any chances. They just controlled the ball, played very, very experienced football, got the right men on the ball, and eventually created the opens to take their scores. So absolutely a hugely accomplished performance from Donegal today.
Yeah, you maybe think, Bryn, just if you're looking at Kerry perspective, maybe they'll say the Munster Championship final, where they're at as a team in terms of Donegal sitting waiting on them and have that extra bit of break. So I suppose there's quite a few things pointing that were a positive for Donegal going into this match. But listen, the main thing was we've seen back to that championship pedigree that we just didn't see against Down. So fantastic support down here. I see Martin, Colin, Felicia, all the way from Gidore there.
I'll see him tomorrow night down in Maharagallan. We're playing their under-16s down Maharagallan tomorrow.
I'm sure he'll be back for that there. So listen, in fairness, we have to mention the Donegal support here today as well.
Absolutely.
We've seen so many of them coming down there. They dominated that stand at the far side. I mean, that is some expedition for Donegal.
We had all the Kerry people below us.
Yeah, that's what you heard. It sounded a lot worse, but it was brilliant. And you mentioned it, Ossie, when over in the sideline when Ryan McHugh and Michael was over there, because of so many Donegal fans there. And that's very important to the team, you know, when you're up against it there, to hear that roar of your own crowd. So fair play to everybody travelling.
And just dashing too, I want to give a mention. I know Grace Boyle was speaking to you yesterday, and I want to give a mention to Donegal GA running this win with Donegal, an opportunity to win $250,000, £250,000. Donegal developing the centre of excellence, building a new gym that's going to cost a lot of money. We want to have players, we want to build the strongest, fittest, fastest players in the country, and this new facility is badly needed because what's there at the moment isn't sufficient for the needs that's on it. So basically, go to Donegal or win with Donegal on the Donegal GA site. You can buy tickets, one for 20, three for 50, or if you want a really, really good deal, 7 for 100. Opportunity to win $250,000, $250,000 would sort out a lot of people's problems.
He's a good salesman.
That's good. What would you do with the 250? You've got that in the bank.
All right, boys. Back to the football.
Yeah, let's go back to the football.
Yeah, let's go back to the football. Before we wrap things up here, this is a huge one, but we have to go again. It's only part one in the All-Ireland Series. We go now through to the winner's side of the draw. And as you said, nobody will want to meet Donegal, but the focus in that changing room that Jim McGuinness has given his team talked afterwards, it's going to change very, very quick now to round two. So it is. They'll park this so they will, and they'll go to the next day.
Yeah, certainly. And that's the big thing about championship now, and again, the draw and who you're playing. And that's the excitement of it now. And I think that's probably pushed on a lot of the provincial championships as well. We've got such an exciting now draws because this type of look at the crowd here. I mean, when you think back to the group stages of the championship the last few years, if this was the opening group game, people are thinking, oh, we'll leave it now. Donegal are home next week, and it's too much to travel. Well, you don't know what's happening next. You don't know where you're going, and the crowd that was here waiting for this massive tie where you have two of the biggest hitters in the country. So this is a great example of how that open draw really brings in the crowd, brings in the jeopardy, and that's what we want to see. This was a championship game today. Look at the many group stages of the championship games we've seen the last few years, which were cold and they were never championship. This was a real championship game today. So you got to say that so far, like, we'll see how the weekend pans, but it looks like the championship bite is back the way the new draw format is.
Certainly is, Brendan. Yeah, and there's going to be a big gun. You're very likely to get a big gun in the next round too. You know, obviously Donegal won't fear anyone who they come across. They'll respect them, but you could be coming up against an Armagh, you could be coming against Derry, Dublin, Cork, Meath. It's going to be Roscommon, yeah. Tyrone. You're going to have a big challenge again the next day. So it's important just to park this after a couple of days.
Dublin
enjoy this
home,
victory.
Dublin at home.
Dublin
would you
at
take
home,
it?
Possibly. Yeah. Yeah. Park this and enjoy this because days like this are special for Donegal GAA people. So they are coming down here, winning in the home of Kerry GAA. They're special for, and the people that travel down, you have to give massive kudos for them because it's a long spin down. But there's going to be big days ahead, and this Donegal team seem to have a huge focus on them that they want to be contesting towards the end of the summer.
Yeah, we'll have our chests out tonight, boys, in Kerry.
We'll be in best behaviour in Tralee. We'll be humble. We'll be humble.
Yeah. Brendan Devaney and Brendan Kilcoyne, many thanks for joining us today on your contribution. It was absolutely class. It's been a class day here in the Kingdom. Again, this is one of the best settings in the country for a game of football. And when you get Donegal winning in Kerry, which doesn't happen too often, it certainly adds to it. Donegal have made history today. The last two visits, they've come to Killarney here and they've won. They're only the second team in the last 30 years to win a championship match here, but it's on to the next stage in the All-Ireland Series. The biggest result in the opening game and the biggest game of round one has went the way of Donegal. It has finished Donegal 220, Kerry the All-Ireland champions from 2025, 16 points. That's a 10-point win for Donegal, who march into the winner's section now as Kerry drop down in 2-2B. We'll try and get some reaction from Jim McGuinness. He's going to be speaking to the assembled media very, very soon outside the changing rooms, and we'll have that for you hopefully before we go off air at 6 o'clock. If not, it will be online on highlandradio.com after that. Many thanks to our sponsors, Highland Motors in the Mountaintop and Letterkenny, to Lawrence and all his team up there for continuing to support us on this magnificent journey with Donegal in the All-Ireland Championship. They've started with a massive historical win, beating Kerry today, and we'll talk to you again real soon. Hope you enjoyed the coverage.